It's time for sports, so let us bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to the sports, you probably weren't a wrestling fan when you were a kid, were you, or were you not?
I watched it on Saturday mornings before I went and played baseball.
Okay, if you were to name wrestlers that you remember, who would they be?
Jay Strongbro, Sam Martino, the Iron Sheik, all of them guys.
Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah.
Now, HBO, Mike, has a great documentary on Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant. It's an hour long, a little over an hour long. Mike, you'd enjoy it because you get to see all the other old wrestlers, but you also get to hear them speak about the impact Andre the Giant had on wrestling in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It really is it's a great documentary, and I'm telling everybody I know that they should watch it because it's a very well done documentary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get past that. Now, once again, the script has been written, so more people will watch and get involved. The big so-called fight between the Yankees and the Red Sox last night.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like baseball needed something to rev it up. Maybe they contributed to this. See, this is where my conspiracy theory comes in.
There's no conspiracy theory. The guy in the Yankees tried to spike the shortstop on the Red Sox.
Well, after they looked at the replay, they said he didn't. The umps.
Well, after they looked at the replay, some catches in the NFL, they still get it wrong too. If you look at the slide, ESPN has a beautiful video of it where he's sliding directly towards the base, but his left foot comes out about 3.5 feet to try to catch the leg of the shortstop as he pulled off the base and is nowhere near the base. That's an automatic double play. The umpires have to look at the video and can't look at where the body is. They have to look at where the foot is. He tried to spike him. If it was the old days, the shortstop would have jumped on the ground and started pummeling him right there. So the Red Sox did what they could do, and they hit him, and he comes charging the mound like, there's no reason for you to hit me. Well, yeah, if the umpires did their job and you wouldn't be in the game, there'd be no reason to hit you. But that's how you retaliate in baseball. You plunk a guy. And if you don't listen to the Conspiracy Yankee channel last night and you watch MLB, where you have Pedro Martinez, who's hit 141 batters, he'll tell you that that's the reason why he got hit. If the umpires did their job and threw him out like they were supposed to, there would have been no confrontation.
Well,
so maybe there is a conspiracy by the Major League Baseball for not throwing him out like they should have.
So I was just going to say, you just talked around to prove my point that Major League Baseball wants to set up an intense rivalry between these two clubs again.
Yeah, but if Major League Baseball, I mean, the guy's a pitcher, and he threw at him, if it got away from him and plunked him in the face and lost an eyeball, then whose fault is that?
Yeah, no, but I'm probably wrong, but it just seems to me that the Yankees-Red Sox series for the past 4 or 5 years have meant really nothing, and it just seems like now this juiced it up. I could be totally wrong on that.
Well, when the Yankees don't make the playoffs for a couple of years, there's no rivalry anymore.
Yeah, well, the Red Sox had some on and off years too. But
they both stink.
Yeah. But anyway, so, well, the Yankees win the football game 10-7.
Yeah. What did I tell you yesterday morning?
Yeah.
You can go to the tape.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
David Price wears a prom dress. He didn't even last an inning. He lasted one inning and was out of the game. And I told you yesterday the Yankees will win today because David Price is pitching. That was it. Walk the first guy. Next guy gets a home run. See you later. Goodbye.
All right. Now,
what a week. Pitching individual he is.
Now, let's go to the Mets. Their streak continues.
Yeah, they're beating the team that they should definitely beat. Yeah. They beat them 4-1 last night. Pitching Wheeler against the Double-A team proved okay. But if you watch this game, there was a game within the game. The Mets were being no hit through six innings. No hit through six innings. The guy had 73 pitches thrown. They yanked him. I would have punched the manager right in the jaw if that was me pitching. The guy's throwing a no-hitter with 73 pitches thrown, 77, 73, somewhere around there, and you take him out of the game. What happens the very next inning? The guy proceeds to give up a hit to the second batter. What happens the next inning? The Mets hang up a 4, and you lose. How do you take somebody out pitching a no-hitter? How?
I have no idea.
This is the philosophy of baseball now, where you have it's almost like daddy ball, where everybody has to play. Well, I got nine pitchers, so six of them have to pitch today. Guy's pitching a no-hitter. Can it get any worse than that? Not saying the Mets wouldn't have beat them in any way, but when you're pitching a no-hitter, you come out of a game after six innings? Come on. I would have liked to have seen him try to take Justin Verlander off the mound after having a no-hitter for seven innings with about 80 pitches. He would have refused to give the manager the ball.
Hey, I want to mention something here about the Yankees. Didi Gregorius leads the Yankees in batting average, home runs, RBI.
He's their best player. I've been saying that for 2 years.
But you know what? I'm surprised that Aaron Judge is doing a good job. He's batting .348 this year already. Two home runs. And now, once again, he got off to a hot start last year. We'll have to see what happens this year. But I was surprised when I saw those figures on him. And he leads the Yankees in on-base percentage as well. So he's having a good start to the year, Aaron Judge is.
Yeah, he is.
Now you go to Stanton, and he's not so good.
Go to Stanton, go to Sanchez, go to Walker, go to Gardner. There's a lot of them you could choose from.
Yeah. All right. So, all right, we're done with there.
And one more thing. Like I said yesterday, that the Yankees will beat Price, Sonny Gray gets beat up today like a cheap suit.
Okay. Speaking about getting beat up like a cheap suit, the New York Knicks have fired Jeff Hornacek after
Makes
two seasons.
Makes no sense to me.
He's got no team. That's right.
No. You got no team. You played well while you had the bullets in the gun, and then you went to the fight. You went to the war with no bullets in the gun. How you expect to win?
Yeah.
It's not Hornacek's fault. They could have had the mighty Phil Jackson. Oh, wait a minute. The Knicks did do that. That didn't work out. Anybody could have been running this team this year.
Yeah.
Even the great LeBron James could have been a player coach. The Knicks wouldn't have won this year. I mean, Hornacek's in a no-win situation, and he probably wakes up this morning smiling because he's still getting paid and he doesn't have to deal with the lunacy of the New York Knicks anymore.
And we have, remember when the Knicks had their top player in, they were a 500 club.
500 and better.
Yeah.
500 and better. So it's not Hornacek's fault. The Knicks, once again, just need a scapegoat, and Hornacek was the scapegoat.
All right. Where do you want to go in the last minute or so?
Hockey. The playoffs started last night. For anybody that thought that the Penguins were not going to put on a show this year, or that the Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers, had a chance, you could forget about it. Pittsburgh destroyed the Flyers last night, 7-0, and the game was over early. So the Penguins should go through the Flyers like a hot knife through butter. Watching the Winnipeg-Minnesota game, was a tremendous game. It was a white out up in Winnipeg, meaning that all the fans had white shirts on. The last minute and a half, the place was, even hear yourself think, the fans were going crazy with their Let's Go Jets chant, and Winnipeg beat Minnesota 3-2. And Vegas, in their first playoff game last night, beat the Kings 1-0. So home cooking took care of everything yesterday. Pittsburgh looks like they're on their way again to make a run for the Stanley Cup. And the Devils take a shot tonight against the Lightning. They start their round tonight. I'm not gonna say that the Devils have no shot, because they really shocked the heck out of me this year. But as their one player, their MVP candidate goes, so does the Devils. If the Lightning are able to lock him down, it's going to be a short series for the Devils. If he's able to have room and skate and put a few in the basket, the Devils have a puncher's chance. But they're really up against it against the Lightning, who played really, really well at the end of the season. But then again, so did the Devils.